Hey, hello and welcome to the Matt Ez Show. I'm Matt.
And I am Ez, and friends, today Matt's going to walk us through everything that went down at Comic-Con.
Guys, there has been so much stuff going on. We're going to be talking mostly, I would say, Marvel. We're mostly going to be talking Marvel and DC today. Obviously, there were some other big things, you know, but just sort of rundown, breakdown of you know, just sort of streaming, everything that's been going on. I just finished Ms. Marvel today, and I have to say I was genuinely surprised. I was not really anticipating to really like that show very much.
Did you like it?
I didn't finish it. I watched the first two episodes and I was kind of like, eh, but I think it was because I was watching it like, it just came out at a really bad time. It came out during like Kenobi, The Boys, yeah. Umbrella right. Academy, which I'm still working through, but enjoyed very much. And of course, Stranger Things. So yep. It's just like, yep. Dude, it got lost. Not to mention Thor and like Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness hitting.
Yeah. Just bright. Yeah.
It just came back out on streaming and I rewatched that and I hate it. I'm now confirmed that I really loathe that movie. And I think it's awful. And we'll get to that because we haven't done a thing about Multiverse of Madness yet. So but Ms. Marvel, the first two episodes I was kind of like, hey, okay. And then it really got good and the ending is great, which has been sort of the thing about a lot of these. But I do feel like this one was, you know, it was like Moon Knight for me. I was like 8, 8, 8. I was like, or like 8, 9, 10. Then it was like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6. It's like okay. Big drop off. Hawkeye, I was kind of like 6, 6, 6, and it ended at like a 9 and a 10. So it's kind of like all over the place. Miss Marvel, I felt like it was maybe like, you know, like okay, I really liked the first episode. I was like 8. Then it was like maybe like 7, and then I just got derailed. So then I went back and watched it. It was like boom, 7. Like the second to last episode almost was like a 10 for me. Loved it.
Dang.
Yeah, I actually, and it's shocking because I'm really not big on the character, to be just in general, because it's just because it's like she's like a teenager. Like Spider-Man at least is like a teenager, but he's kind of like going into college, where she's like really just kind of like a teenager, which is fine. Like which is fine, but it's just not a character that I've ever really like, you know, dove into and everything. And a lot of the things where I've seen her in like video games and stuff like that, it's like, well, am I going to play as Ms. Marvel? Am I going to play as like Thor? Okay, well, I'm sorry. You know, like I'm going to play as like Thor or Iron Man.
Right.
But I think that what's her name? Whoever the actress is that plays her is one really good. Two, she said that she made a burner account and went on Reddit and like argued with fans over like theories and stuff like that. So there's a lot of like passion and love that goes into it. So it has honestly hit my favorite. I think it's my favorite Marvel show.
Dude, I am so glad you said this because I wanted to go watch it. I've seen the first three episodes. I'm on episode 3. And again, like you said, it got buried and it's one of those things like I just, you know, don't keep up on it as much. I am now, after we're done tonight, I'm going to go put on episode 4. Because we liked it. We didn't like it. I mean, we just had other things to watch, you know. And I'm like,
there was other stuff. I liked it more than Kenobi. I'll say that.
Wow.
And at the end of this year, when Ez and I have seen everything, and we can do our end of the year movie awards and end of the year streaming awards,
it's gonna be
interesting where I rank it. Because right now, I'd say, you know, you got to think about everything. I think Stranger Things is my front runner right now. Mm-hmm. But of course, House of the Dragon is still coming out. Lord of the Rings is still coming out. Right. Andor, even She-Hulk, I'm a little more sort of like being like, okay, I'm like a little more, you know, whatever. But Peacemaker is up there too, because Peacemaker
is
fantastic. And I'm working my way through Umbrella Academy to see if I like it. But right now, Ms. Marvel, I think I have it above Boba Fett and Kenobi.
That is impressive. I mean, honestly, see, and I feel like if I were a listener too, and you were kind of, you know, like, I'm not really sure, right? That has taken me to the, no, I got to go check it out. I at least got to give it a fair chance because that's bold. You know, that's a strong.
Yeah.
Oh, and Matt then, Brady, you know, recommendation.
Yeah. Well, I would have The Boys season 3 in front of it. See, that's the thing. There's just so much.
Oh, yeah.
The Boys season 3 is like, it's.
Okay. So I've seen.
It's like, I really have to question, like, is it better than Stranger Things? I mean, it's like, it's so good. It is. It is so, so okay. I love Al. Oh, love the boys. So, yeah, so we're going to be talking a little about sort of like state of DC, state of Marvel, state of other things that are coming out. Obviously, as and I run a lot of podcasts, including a Game of Thrones one, and House of the Dragon is coming out soon, and it looks to be absolutely epic. So you can check out Bend the Knee, where we really dive deep into that. But the preview show for that, it just had its premiere over in England, and everyone who went to it said it is like fantastic. So everyone is like raving about that. Yeah. Lord of the Rings is coming out soon, as also runs a Lord of the Rings podcast called Up Talking Tolkien. Be sure to check that out. And then, of course, we're going to be going on to our good buddy, Jimmy, who runs the Fantasy Network. We're going to be talking a little bit about that with him on his channel, as well as and I might cover it here or on Bend the Knee. We haven't fully decided that yet, but we are going to be covering it in some capacity.
Yep.
So we are, which actually it looks great. Again, it's one of these things where it's like you have Ms. Marvel going against, you know, two other just superhero shows were coming out at that time with The Boys, Ms. Marvel, and Umbrella Academy all coming out at the same time. And it's just like, whoo, it's a lot. So then you have House of the Dragon going up against Lord of the Rings like at the same time, you know, and then Wheel of Time might be coming right after, and The Witcher prequel. So there's a lot of streaming stuff coming out.
How is any 9-to-5 job work getting done? I would be at the water cooler all day long. Just as well, but
I don't know.
We should call this. This is our
this water is the cooler. Golden. We're in the golden age of television.
Oh, right, so it is so great. And so, yeah, we'll definitely be chatting about that. And I think, we got, there's just a lot. We'll have to do comparisons. We'll have to do, like you said, at the end of the year. I mean, where do we stand with all these shows and stuff? But what I am excited to hear, because I know Matt knows this a lot better than I do, which is the state of all of, like, again, we like Marvel, we like DC.
Let's start with DC, because Marvel's like craziness. Like it's insane. So let's start with DC. So earlier this year, DC, which still everything they've released so far this year, because DC has had a rocky road the past couple of years, right? Yeah. But now we're sort of under new management, where the Warner Brothers, you know, Warner Brothers was bought sort of by Discovery Channel. So we're hoping that it's going to be good, but at least they were turning the page in the past like calendar year, right? We had the Suicide Squad movie, Zack Snyder's Justice League came out earlier last year, which we absolutely loved. Then we got Peacemaker, which is freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
The Batman, of course, like absolute epic movie coming out. And, you know, then we sort of had all of these. So we like, okay, now everything's going good. Well, we've hit a little turbulence, Ez. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We've talked about Ezra Miller and the problems he's facing, and everyone that's seen the Flash movie has said they really love it. And it's supposedly like really, really, really good. But there's all of this stuff going on with Ezra Miller, and there's never been a situation like this from everything I've seen where you have like the lead role in a movie and he plays multiple characters in the movie.
Yeah.
That is like going to derail this movie, because it's not even coming out till 2023. This was supposed to be the year of like DC. The Rock came out at the Super Bowl. They did this trailer, because The Rock is in not one, but apparently like three DC movies this year. Right. So you have Black Adam, which he did the trailer, and he went to Comic-Con like in costume.
Yeah.
And like came down and he got booed for whatever reason. And I don't know why.
I do know. I think that's the one thing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The Henry Cavill comment. Right. I mean, he made fun of somebody asked a question like who would could something about him and Superman. And he was like, well, I guess it would depend on who's playing. I thought he was just joking.
I felt like it was misinterpreted. So, yes. Yeah, so he was asked. Right. So he's been kind of teasing like the fact that he might bring Henry Cavill back.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like he's gonna. And I don't know why. It's like there is, unfortunately, this sort of there is like some issues with the Warner Brothers fandom right now, where you have half this group that's like ready to move on to something else. Like they're like, the DCEU is trash and we need to move on. And don't get me wrong, it's a mess. Then you have the like hardcore of hardcore Snyder fans. Who, like, I am a Snyder fan. and I'm down to restore the Snyderverse, but I don't think that we should like they trash anything that's not like Snyder related. Like Suicide Squad was great. Peacemaker was great. There's no reason to go trash those things because it's not like a Zack Snyder vision or whatever. So I think it can all exist, which is where I'm at. So yeah. So Henry Cavill said it kind of depends on who's playing Superman, and he got booed for that. And then there's a clip of him afterwards. He was asked, and he, if you go watch this clip, he's talking to somebody. I don't know who the interviewer was, but he's going on. And to me, it basically sounds like he's saying, oh, well, I hope you guys just wait, because I basically am bringing Henry Cavill back, because yeah, he's the Rock and he commands so much power.
Yeah, he knows. He knows something. See, I think that was all because all the headlines are like, oh, he's booed or whatever. But it's like, I think he didn't set it. People took it as a diss to Henry Cavill. I think he's like, it depends on who's playing him. Like,
exactly. You
know, meaning like if it's Henry,
it's Cavill, going to be Henry. Yes.
Right.
Because there's an interview with him afterwards where he's saying like, Henry is a very great friend of mine.
Yeah.
And, you know, if all the stars align, whatever, because people want to see this Black Adam versus Superman fight, because there is like a movie about everything, and it'd be freaking sick.
And
The Rock commands. The thing is, if it were anybody else, I don't know, but The Rock is so massive that I'm pretty sure he can make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Because again, so he's also in another movie that's releasing right now, which is it's an animated movie, which is DC Super Pets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which I actually, only because it's The Rock and Kevin Hart, do I kind of want to go see it in theater, but I think I'm just going to wait until it comes
right
on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Apparently Keanu Reeves is voicing Batman, and John Krasinski, who was in his gym from The Office, yeah, but he was also Mr. Fantastic in Doctor Strange. He, I believe, is the voice of Superman. So it's like kind of just like kind of funny. So yeah, so like really interesting cast, but it's like the idea of Keanu Reeves as Batman is great. But then The Rock is playing Crypto, which is Superman's dog, and then Kevin Hart is playing I don't know what his name is, but it's Batman's dog. And like all the trailers are like, you know, it's funny. Like you're gonna watch it with a kid. It's like whatever.
Right.
But so The Rock is in that, and then of course he's in Black Adam. Then so they showed the Black Adam trailer, which looks freaking sick, and I just cannot wait to see him go up against Dr. Fate.
Oh God, yes, dude. I mean, it looks insane, and that it just some of these characters that are huge. I was just reading an article too about like the boom in comic book sales because of this kind of stuff for these other superheroes. People are going and trying to figure out like what they need to know about Dr. Fate. What do you need to know going into this? Shazam, all that different stuff. Black Adam, who is he? It's phenomenal. It's going to be huge. I mean,
right. And they actually offered The Rock to play Shazam, and he said, no, he said, I want to be Black Adam.
Perfect. That's actually perfect.
Yeah. He's The Rock, dude. It's going to be like, I don't know why anybody's worried about that movie, because it's going to be freaking sick. Like no. I'm so down. If there anybody who thinks it's going to flop is stupid.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm not worried about that at all. Then they did show the new Shazam trailer, which looks good. Be like it. I'm down for the next Shazam movie, and I expect The Rock to show up in it.
Yes,
sure. You know, I fully expect The Rock to show up in it. So then we go from there, and then I think you somehow figure out how to bring Superman in, and then you have the other two movies is the Flash movie, which is going to introduce Michael Keaton's Batman.
Okay. Yeah.
There. And I guess Ben Affleck's going to survive, but it's going to sort of break open the multiverse, even though we already did it in the Flash TV show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully they found a way to just like kill that character off, so we never have to deal with Ezra Miller again. And then there's the Aquaman movie, which is apparently they just did some reshoots of that, so you can include Ben Affleck, which I'm down. Because I love Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah, he's a part of this. Like if they have really good movies here, they've got Wonder Woman, they've got some good stuff going, and people, that's our current sort of superheroes.
Right.
Like, let's see them with Black Adam and other people. Let's actually see, let's right. do that. God.
Yeah. Yeah. The difference is that, like, look, even Marvel, who we'll get to, is doing the same thing that DC is doing, where you have separate universes, right?
Yeah.
Whereas DC just said, hey, we'll just flat out make a movie with like the Joker. And it doesn't have to be part of the DC extended universe. It can just be its own thing. And that is getting a sequel. And it sounds crazy. It's going to be like a. Have you heard anything about the Joker?
I heard it was getting a sequel, but I don't know anything about it.
Dude, it sounds nuts. And like it is going to be, first of all, do whatever you want, because Todd Phillips crushed the first one out of the park so hard that you can do whatever. But the second one is supposed to be like a musical, and Lady Gaga is going to play like Harley Quinn. And it's like, all I know is I'm down for that. Like, because that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
so sign me up. There's no news yet about the Batman 2, which is its own thing, which is I'm down for that universe to continue.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking you have great things that are in separate, whatever.
See, sometimes I think things work better separately.
Well, yeah, which is good. They could just keep it and just run its own thing. But I'm, because they're shot so differently and it doesn't fit into this, going on with DC on this side. But man, there are times where I'm like, there's a Joker that we've seen. We have a Joker in the Batman versus Superman or whatever. The why not entertain the idea of
having like Joaquin Phoenix play the Joker, because it seems like that those two would be so much better than the Joker we actually are gonna get, which is the guy from, I always forget the actor's name, but he was in Eternals, which is god awful. So DC, their animated stuff continues to just crush it. The Harley Quinn show, which, by the way, if you've never seen that, it is a absurd show. It is like rated R animation stuff. Like, kids should absolutely not watch it. Yeah, like one of my favorite, I posted a TikTok, but one of my favorite scenes from it, in which Harley Quinn like picks up a gun and shoots it at this guy, and then like he gets hit with this like energy beam, and he looks down and it says like cancer ray. And it's like, Harley Quinn, you just gave him cancer. It's like, so ridiculous. It's like, she's like, why would you admit? It's like, so over the top. It's like, so ridiculous.
That's crazy. Like, yeah.
So you just like, then you feel bad for this guy. It's like, so, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so absurd. So that is going, there's plenty of Warner Brothers video games coming out, or DC video games coming out later this year, Gotham Knights, which I have mixed feelings on, but we'll ultimately see, how it goes. I'm definitely going to be getting it and playing a lot of it, definitely on TikTok and stuff like that. So
yeah,
so DC is in kind of in this weird spot where you've got the DCEU doing its thing. There's no news yet of like Peacemaker 2, but Comic-Con wasn't very good because they didn't show off some of the other stuff that people know is in development, like at all. Like, there was no Henry Cavill news. There was nothing on the Batgirl movie. We know that's going to have Michael Keaton in it. That's going to be like an HBO Max thing. And or any of these other things, we know that there's like a Penguin series in development, which is in the Batman universe. Mm-hmm. So definitely just kind of interesting that we didn't get any of that stuff. So they had sort of a smaller panel, but I think Warner Brothers was really there to show off House of the Dragon, which is coming and looks freaking sick.
Right.
So let's move to Marvel. And let me say this, I would not lie, I am, and Ez and I both are, we're DC fanboys. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, right?
That we're Marvel
fanboys.
Yeah.
Or that we're DC fanboys, excuse me.
Yeah.
So I do feel genuinely, though, that I really have loved, like, liked/love just about everything that Marvel has done up through phase 3, which was Avengers Infinity War. I do feel like phase 4, and this is a Disney problem, not just a Marvel thing, and I'll get to this, that Disney, something happened after Avengers Endgame. That has caused not just Marvel, but like Disney as a whole to fall apart. And now we're seeing all of these reports of VFX artists, specifically ones who work at Disney, coming out and saying that they are working under some of the absolute, like, most insane conditions. And like, Disney is a pretty terrible company to work for. I mean, there's a lot of reports of this stuff coming out, and that they are under like the most severe crunch time. They don't see their families for long periods of time and all this stuff. And people and fans have been complaining more and more about like really Marvel, you know, more, I would say a little bit more than even Star Wars, but it's like, we're doing way too much. Like, it's just like these shows just keep coming up and they have to fix the VFX in it. And the CGI, like even while it's on Disney Plus, like they're fixing things.
Wow.
So yeah. I also genuinely feel like a big problem with Phase 4, which they literally just ended. Like there was, so I Phase know. 4 to me, Phase ah. 4, they're just like, hey, it's over. But actually Phase 4 has more minutes on screen than the entire, than all of Phase 1 through 3 combined.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So Phase 4 to me, and a lot of people were doing this, IGN had a big, there was a big thing on Twitter saying like, which phase do you think was the best? And everyone was like, Phase 4 is by far the worst. Because Phase 4 included like, so Marvel Phase 4, let me just explain it. Because it's like, at least the other ones we can look at, we can be like, okay, I can see like what happened there. Like Phase 1 is everything up through Avengers. Phase 2 was basically everything up to Avengers, Ultron, and then like Ant-Man technically took place after that. And then like Phase 3 was pretty much everything up to Endgame. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We get it. So there's like a big established villain in each of the, you know, movies. Like, you know, you can kind of see like what was going on. Phase 4, I have no idea what the thread was, except that the multiverse is breaking open. And that's just kind of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Phase 4 starts with the second Tom Holland Spider-Man movie. And I guess ends with either Thor or Miss Marvel, depending on how you want to, I guess, look at it. And I don't know that I can tell you what really happened in this, except like there's the Loki show in which the timeline gets sort of jacked up. And then we realize there's a multiverse there. We are told there's a multiverse. Spider-Man breaks open the multiverse. Dr. Strange tries to go and fix it with Wanda. And then like Captain, and then I don't want to spoil the end of Miss Marvel for you, but it's kind of like a tiny little, like cool little Easter egg where like something happens. And then like this other character shows up and it's like, okay, cool. Like whatever.
Right.
And then Thor is awesome. It's just a fun movie. It's not great, but it's just fun.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you see Thor? Love and Thunder?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
It's fine. It's just fun. It's not as good as Ragnarok, but it's good. Solid. It's like you'll watch it and you're like, this was fun.
Yeah. Cool. Good.
But like nothing like major. I guess like something does happen that sort of explores like, okay, we could get new characters from here, but that's like kind of
okay.
So I don't even know what the heck Phase 4 is about, other than it's mostly bad. And I'm glad it's over, I guess.
Yeah, I'm looking at the titles. Like, I'm looking at the Eternals, and I'm wondering how some of these things, like Black Panther, which is coming up, like how some of these things...
The new Black Panther movie might be good.
Yeah, well, yeah. Wakanda Forever in coming out here soon.
So
yeah.
I guess that is the end of Phase 4. You're right. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So that could be cool. I'm down for that movie because I think that one's going to be good.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you look at Phase 4, it's like, dude, Black Widow, like, what was the point? Seriously.
To get another movie with
Scarlett Johansson and give her...
Black Widow, yeah.
Had it come out, like, you know, before she died as a character, it would have... I don't know. Didn't like it. CGI is really bad in that movie. The second Spider-Man movie, I wasn't super big on Spider-Man Far From Home, but again, I mean, it's sort of just okay. It falls in that okay. Now, Shang-Chi was sick. Shang-Chi was really good.
Yep. Yep.
Doctor Strange, The Multiverse of Madness is probably my least favorite entire Marvel movie I've ever seen in my life. I absolutely hate that movie with an absolute burning passion.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked about it, so let me just say my grievances.
Say it.
And why I hate them.
Get it out.
For starters, Doctor Strange is barely in it. It's mostly a Wanda movie, and it's like, I thought Wanda was upset about Vision, who's not even mentioned really at all in the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going off killing people for her fake kids. They aren't even real. Like, it's so stupid. All the trailers teased all how cool the Illuminati is going to be, and they're on screen for 2 seconds. You bring freaking Patrick Stewart in,
I know,
and kill him just to have shock value. That might be Patrick Stewart's last thing. It's like the last time I saw him as Professor Xavier was a performance that was so freaking amazing. Like it was so freaking amazing in Logan that it's like absolutely perfect and like made the that movie is a freaking masterpiece.
Wonderful. Yeah.
It's like he deserved better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the funny thing is that it's the exact plot of Shang-Chi. It's like in Shang-Chi, you have the guy who's, you know, you have the main character, right? Shang-Chi. And then his dad is being possessed sort of by this like dark power that is like beholding him. And they end up sort of unleashing it, that they have to throw it back. Yeah. Right. Because he's trying to like bring back his mother.
Right. Right.
Which is like the same thing as Wanda is possessed by this dark power because she's trying to get her kids back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean,
it was weird. It did. It was some letdown just when in terms of the Illuminati and stuff. And I was like, what? You know, that.
Right. And then they did the classic, like, you get to a moment that should be epic, but we're like, Doctor Strange is like zombie Strange, and he's like trying to talk to America about why this thing is important, but he's like, his face is like a zombie. So it just undercuts any actual emotion you should be feeling for this dramatic moment, because it's like all based in comedy. It's just, I hate that they do that. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Anywho, there's my grievance about why I hate Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So with that, it's like, I guess the multiverse is breaking open again, and then Eternals was just a dumb movie that should have been way better. And then the best movie out of the whole deal, Disney didn't even do. Sony did, because it was No Way Home, which was freaking amazing.
Yeah. So the best part about Phase 4 is it's in.
It's over.
It's up.
Yeah.
It's like, good.
It's over. So here we go. So now, it was crazy that not only did they announce Phase 5, they also announced Phase 6, which is like freaking nuts.
It's wild.
So here we go. So Phase 5 is going to include some things we already knew that was coming. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which I think will be cool, because that will then, because all the two Ant-Man movies have been funny and good, and everything Ant-Man's been in, I feel solid about.
Right.
Then we're getting Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. James Gunn is a freaking genius. He can do whatever he wants. It's his last thing. The Marvels, which I won't spoil anything that happens in Miss Marvel to Ez, but just know that it's going to be Miss Marvel and Captain Marvel. So I'm actually really excited for that. Blade, which I hope to God is freaking awesome. And if you want to bring in a freaking variant and have Wesley Snipes show up as Blade, I think people would lose their minds.
Oh, yeah. God,
Thunderbolts, I know nothing about. Then Phase 6 is Fantastic Four.
Yeah, dude.
Could be sick.
Could be I'm sick.
Disney. I have a feeling of anybody, if anybody can pull it off, who can pull that off, it's Disney. Yeah. to be entirely honest, the Fantastic Four have suffered a lot, and I actually really do hope they get something. Mm-hmm. There's some untitled things here. I missed some things. Captain America and New World Order, which I don't know, man. I did not particularly like Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, I don't know, like the whole thing, it really should have been more, I think it would have been better had they just started with Falcon taking over the mantle of Captain America, rather, because then the whole deal felt to me like they were just talking about, like, it sucks Steve Rogers is dead. And then the entire time, I'm actually just wanting Steve Rogers to be Captain America, which I think defeats the entire purpose of them saying, no, he's going to be the new Captain America. Mm-hmm. Had they not focused as much on Steve Rogers dying and made it more about like him just trying to become the new Captain America and everyone accepting it at the end, I think it would have been better. Which, I mean, they still did that plot line, but if you'd kept so much of Steve Rogers like ghost out of it. So then we move to Avengers the Kang Dynasty, which is going to be sweet. And that's going to include some stuff like we're going to get Secret Invasion. There's Echo. There's so many things. And then Avengers Secret Wars, which is like a big multiverse, big deal. So
it just seems massive.
It does seem massive, but I think it's good. That's the best place to go. And I think at some point we're going to get, they've been teasing more and more the X-Men. There's a tiny tease in Miss Marvel about mutants. They actually finally say the word. They finally say the word sort of mutant.
Wow.
So I think it's just a matter of time before we finally get get the X-Men. I don't know when we're going to get it or whatever. But I would say, it, to me, it's looking like you're going to do Kang the Conqueror as this sort of thing. Dr. Doom, a lot of people are saying we're going to see Dr. Doom introduced in Black Panther.
Okay.
Finally. Sick.
Yeah.
And then this could ultimately end up leading to Galactus.
Wow.
In the final, maybe phase 9 is your final thing. You go all the way to phase 9.
Jeez, you counted. Oh, wow. That's sick. This is really cool. I mean, yeah, I just didn't expect them to have that many, you know, everything else through the next couple of years and then beyond. Here's where we're going. Like,
right.
Big.
I mean, this is like the next, this is like the next like 10 years of Marvel almost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to, I mean, Avengers Secret Wars is listed as November 7th, 2025.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's pretty wild.
Meanwhile, on DC, we're like, we have like two movies.
We can't figure it out. It's sad. It is honestly sad because they're at least put it, whether you like the productions or this and that. I mean, there's so much that there's a lot to like. And then there's like, all, we're all looking for the Easter eggs. What connects? Who's the crossover character? You know, what superhero is showing up here and inspiring this? You know, it just feels, it's what I want for like Star Wars and that I want for DC. And it's not happening. It's happening at Marvel. And I'm pissed about it.
I know. With Star Wars, we don't even know. Like, we have no idea what, like, we know there's been things announced, but we have no idea what the direction is.
Like, how in the world? People talk about getting Kevin Feige to come do stuff. Like, he's, you know, obviously at Disney with Marvel, but it's like, yeah, get that guy in the room with some people and get a plan, you know? I don't even care if you call it phases. The next phase for Star Wars. Like, who cares? That's just wild. That's cool, though. That's a good rundown on.
Yeah. So that is kind of just the rundown on, like, you know, a lot of the big stuff that's going to be coming out sort of soon, right? And at least the DC. There's tons of other things announced too. Like, they're going to do X-Men 97, which they've announced before, which is a continuation of the X-Men animated series from the 90s, which was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And so that is going to be coming. There's a Spider-Man freshman year, I think, coming. And then a Spider-Verse thing coming along as well.
Wow.
So there's definitely, yeah. So there's definitely a lot. There's a ton more Marvel stuff coming. And then I don't know that there's really any other big things that sort of came out of Comic-Con that at least stood out to me. I mean, as I mostly follow DC Marvel, we do cover it. We have a Wheel of Time podcast. And we do cover it. And they did drop a trailer, which we broke down. So, mm-hmm. But we have no release date, but I'd have to say November. So that's going to be another show we'll be keeping an eye on towards right. The end of the year. And then I would have to imagine we get some sort of Star Wars show in December.
Yep. 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 A lot. That's a lot, which is cool. I mean, Marvel gives us just enough. You know, it's like you could just cover Marvel and be overwhelmed with what's going right. on. So, and then you've got, we have all these other cool things happening with Warner Brothers and, you know, Lucasfilm and stuff. And it's just, that's really cool. I'm excited. I actually hope they do more in the DC universe, just in terms of like the multiverse, like actually keep building this up, keep doing more fun things to bring in old characters and merge universes or whatever. And do that. They're having fun with it in Marvel now. And I feel like it's, I don't know. Yeah. Like if they're leading the way and they're doing like, clearly it's working, and I know there's issues with your CGI people or whatever, but still they're making great. I mean, for the most part, a lot of really good movies. I know maybe this phase wasn't people's favorites, but they've done a really good job, and I feel like it's okay to take a page out of their book and
yes,
look at what they're doing and like, let's go.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, as always, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next time. This is Matt Nez signing out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.